Hi, my name is Rihanna Betzler, and I'm a postdoctoral research fellow in the Philosophy, Neuroscience, Psychology program at Washington University in St. Louis. My main research project is about empathy, and I consider questions like, what can the science of empathy tell us about its value in contemporary society?
Hi, and I'm Sahanika Ratnayake, and I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Cambridge, and my work is on the history and philosophy of cognitive behavioral therapy.
We'd like to introduce you to a new network that we're running at CRASH in Cambridge called Talking as Cure. Most of us have the idea that talking helps. In our everyday lives, talking with a friend can be a welcome release or a balm in tough times. And this idea has been formalized in various forms across psychiatry, psychotherapy, social work, and other forms of counseling. But why exactly does talking help? In what sense is it a cure? Today, we want to give you a taste of what the upcoming term will be like.
So what I want to tell you about is these two studies that happen exactly 25 years apart. The first is a study that's described in a paper published by Hans Eysenck in 1952. And Eysenck was a psychologist at the Maudsley Hospital in London. In this paper, he argues that psychotherapy, namely psychoanalysis, which was the biggest school of psychotherapy at the time, just doesn't work. And not just psychoanalysis, but all the other little eclectic schools that were there at the time just don't work.
But why would he think that? People do therapy and they seem to get better. So what exactly is going on there?
So Eysenck's big claim is that he thinks most mental illnesses, which were called neurosis at the time because psychoanalysis is the dominant theoretical account, so he thinks mental illnesses are self-terminating. Basically, they're like a common cold. If you give them enough time, they go away on their own. So in the paper, what he does is he pulls all the published data on therapy, which actually is very little at the time, and compares it to a baseline rate of how many people get better from neurosis and how fast, without any specialized therapeutic treatment. And when you compare these two, it turns out that therapy doesn't perform much better than just leaving the neurosis alone to run its course.
Oh, interesting. So it's 1952. Eysenck's just cast doubt on the whole of therapy as a field. So what happens in the second study? Because obviously therapy didn't just stop at this point, did it?
No, so, and that's exactly right. So in 1977, you get a different study with very, very different results. So this study is done by Aaron Beck, who gets called the grandfather of cognitive behavioral therapy. And as I said, it's one of the most popular schools of psychotherapy at the moment. And what Beck does in his study is that him and his team run a head-to-head comparison testing their therapy against a popular antidepressant.
So what happened in that study?
Like I said, the results couldn't be more different from what Eysenck concluded. So the therapy outperforms the antidepressant across three different measures for depressive symptoms, and it does well on follow-up studies. So this is actually the very first time a therapy outperforms an antidepressant in trials.
That's fascinating. So you go from even not being sure that therapy works at all to having a therapy that does better than a pharmaceutical treatment?
Yep, and it's just the whole landscape of therapy changes in between 1952, where you're doubting the efficacy of therapy, to having a therapeutic school outperform an antidepressant. So next term, what we're going to be doing is taking cognitive behavioral therapy, the therapy from that 1977 study, as a case study to look at how we went from just worrying about the efficacy of therapy to seeing something like cognitive behavioral therapy becoming a staple of the public healthcare system, like the NHS, for instance.
Great. I'm really looking forward to talking more about this with you, and we will see you soon at the network.
Yes, we're very much looking forward to hosting the network.